Meet Butch Mitchell.
I'm a union official at Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company with the steelworkers. Been a union official for 22 years. I don't know why they keep me there, but doing something right, undoubtedly.
Even if he didn't ask who he was, Mitchell's red sweatshirt is a dead giveaway. The logo for the United Steelworkers Union is stitched on the left pocket. Today, he's part of a group of union supporters at the United Auto Workers office in the town of Coaling near Tuscaloosa.
My name is Don White, and I have been at Mercedes for 18 years.
The UAW office is in a strip mall on Highway 11, right next to the Dollar General. It's also in the shadow of the sprawling Mercedes-Benz plant in the town of Vance. A dozen Mercedes workers take turns at a podium outlining their complaints against the automaker. Don White works in the body shop.
We've had instances with security when folks were handbilling outside the gates, coming out and asking for identification.
Handbilling is union slang for handing out pamphlets. George Jones works quality control at the Mercedes plant. He says he's had his run-ins too.
Yes, I've been there and I've been handbilling, and the security surround you and they ask for your ID.
In a statement released to the press, Mercedes-Benz says it didn't happen that way, and the company firmly denies violating federal labor laws. But the allegations have the attention of the National Labor Relations Board. The panel rejected one accusation against the automaker, but ruled that two other claims may have merit. That may sound like a victory for the unions, but Butch Mitchell isn't so sure. We met him at the beginning of this story. He says the fight is just beginning.
After they find out what happened here today, they'll come after him. And they will pick out a team member and try to make him defect. And that's the worst thing that can happen to your community. I mean, your committee.
Another face in the crowd today is State Senator Bobby Singleton. The Democrat from Greensboro was pushing a state bill that would address a key complaint from union supporters. They allege that Mercedes relies on temporary workers who get half the pay of full-time workers. Singleton wants to fix that.
So my bill would say that, and if those companies that are receiving incentives from the state of Alabama, that they could have no more than 1% of their workforce is temp workers.
There are opponents and supporters of unionization in Alabama. Senator Singleton concedes one argument from the critics. Cheaper labor costs probably brought Mercedes to Alabama, along with factories for European plane maker Airbus and the German steel company ThyssenKrupp. Still, Singleton says cheap labor isn't good for the state.
Temps have a right to work, but I think that we should look at it in the sense of whether or not we're building a good economy in the state of Alabama by just hiring temporary workers.
The United Auto Workers Union has been trying to gain a toehold in Alabama and in other states like Tennessee that also build cars for foreign companies. One issue is that Alabama is a right-to-work state where unions can organize, but they have limited power. Also, rank-and-file workers apparently haven't welcomed the unions with open arms. One example was in August of last year.
Yes, my name is Charles Lewis. I'm the vice president of Local 2083 here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
We're at the Holiday Inn Express in Tuscaloosa near Interstate 20.
I've been a member of the United Auto Workers for the last 11 years. I've been the vice president now for 7-8 years now.
Charles Lewis was in charge of organizing a unionization vote, not at Mercedes-Benz, but one of its parts suppliers.
Success for Forcia on the social networks. A newcomer, the group already has 20,000 likes on Facebook and 3,000 followers on Twitter.
This is a video from the website of the Forcia Company. It's a French-owned business that specializes in auto parts. The Forcia factory in Tuscaloosa builds seats for Mercedes-Benz cars. The video paints a bright picture for the company, but Walker says there was discontent among the workforce.
They felt like they were treated unfairly and were not respected. So they called me roughly around about June of last year, and we got the ball rolling.
At that time, Alabama Public Radio asked Forcia to comment on Walker's claims, but the company didn't respond. In hindsight, it didn't need to.
I'm Maggie Martin, Alabama Public Radio News. Good morning. It's 8:06. Employees at the Forcia Interior Systems plant in Tuscaloosa are rejecting a bid by the United Auto Workers to organize a union there. The auto parts supplier.
5 months after workers at Forcia voted against forming a union, Charles Lewis took a seat at the back of the UAW office for the press conference about Mercedes-Benz. Despite the no vote last August, he says he's trying to remain optimistic about UAW's chances at Mercedes.
I enjoy this. I love helping people. And to hear their stories, it just motivates me even more.
Mercedes-Benz says it's neutral on the unionization issue, and no vote by workers is planned at this point. For now, all sides are gearing up to present arguments before the National Labor Relations Board in Birmingham in April. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Colling.